News today that Netflix has suspended production on the next season of House of Cards to review the situation with Kevin Spacey. Netflix announced yesterday that it will end its run of House of Cards. The company claims that decision was made months ago, but it was announced following allegations made against House of Cards star Kevin Spacey by actor Anthony Rapp. Rapp said Spacey made an unwanted sexual advance on him at a party in the 1980s when Rapp was just 14 and Spacey was in his mid-20s. This follows other allegations coming out of Hollywood and other industries in the wake of the Harvey Weinstein news. And joining us now is Kim Masters, host of The Business on KCRW and editor-at-large of The Hollywood Reporter. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
And I'm going to leave aside just for the moment the criticism that Spacey is getting about coming out as gay in the very same statement where he apologizes to Anthony Rapp. Were you surprised that Netflix moved as quickly as it did to end House of Cards and now today we're learning suspend production of the next season?
Well, they said they were in the middle of what would be the final season anyway, but I'm not at all surprised that they have now suspended production. I mean, I from the minute the story broke, I really knew that they're not going to be able to do this. Actors are not going to want to be on set with Kevin Spacey because I think a lot of people feel that this is going to be followed by other allegations, as we saw in an extreme fashion in the Harvey Weinstein case. And I can tell you from my reporting, I think that is likely to be the case and that people kind of know it, as people knew or kind of knew about Harvey Weinstein. So they're just not going to come on set and film the show as if nothing has happened.
Are people, though, making a distinction between the allegations against Harvey Weinstein and the, at this point, one allegation that's public about Kevin Spacey? Or at this point, if you get accused of anything like this, do you become the next Harvey Weinstein?
Well, as I said, you know, there have been rumors around Kevin Spacey, so everybody feels like there could be more. And I can say, based on reporting I've done so far, and none of which I've been able to publish yet, I would say there's reason to have anxiety about what might yet come out. So I think people just are going to back away. And I'm, you know, honestly, look, how should I put this? I would not be shocked if it turned out that this was a pattern of behavior, that there are other people, and that basically we're seeing a version of Harvey Weinstein redux. And I'm talking, you know, even in terms of quite extreme behavior that has been alleged against Harvey, you know, which is, includes rape. I think we'll see allegations, if my instincts and reporting are right so far, that will also be pretty bad.
Do you think that this would be happening with regards to Kevin Spacey and, by the way, Mark Halperin, the MSNBC political analyst who was fired and after being accused
Leon
of sexual harassment?
Yes.
Right,
so on.
And has lost his job and his book deal and his movie deal. Do you think that these would be happening without what we've learned about Harvey Weinstein?
Not really. I mean, I think it took – I think there were elements in the environment. You know, we saw Fox News, we saw Cosby, and we saw Trump in the White House after the Access Hollywood tape. So I think there's been this building, you know, resentment on the part of women who have been victimized and as it turns out, in some cases, men. And so when, you know, this thing happened with Harvey, which I've said in other interviews many times, I think it happened partly because he was no longer at the peak of power. Hmm. And I don't know how it will happen, whether people still in the peak of power will be, you know, exposed if they've done these kinds of things. But, you know, once that dam started to even, you know, open up, that we've seen what has happened. And we've had many women come forward at The Hollywood Reporter writing essays about what has happened to them, things that they've been, you know, keeping secret for years with other people allegedly in, you know, participating in harassment or covering up harassment. It's just like, I think, honestly, the combination of the horrible news about Fox News, Cosby, Trump, all of that, women were just at this point, especially women, where they were ready to say, you know what, I'm just done with this. And then, you know, I'm getting calls and messages literally every day about people. You should look at this person. He did this to me. Look at that person. It's a tricky thing for journalists because, of course, once we make a call, we're starting a ball rolling of potential innuendo about someone who may or may not have done something.
Right.
But on the other hand, if we're brought dark allegations, we can't ignore them.
Well, what does it tell you? You mentioned President Trump and the Access Hollywood tape, and he's been accused of these kinds of things as well. What does it tell you that he is still president of the United States and everybody else we've talked about are or have lost their jobs?
Well, Jeremy, we've also seen allegations of collusion with Russia that are starting to seem awfully convincing. So I, like many, am baffled at the lack of consequences for all sorts of behavior in the White House. Maybe we're getting to a point where there will be consequences, not for the being a sexual predator. I mean, there are lots of women who have come out to say they were, you know, groped or whatever by Donald Trump, and he, of course, incriminated himself in this regard. So, you know, we're in a baffling moment of history, and I with a very divided country and a very bizarre moment in American history is all I can, the only thing I can say about it.
Just a few seconds left here, but are you expecting more stars to fall in Hollywood?
I'm thinking stars and executives. I mean, already, you know, our reporting brought down the head of Amazon Studios, Roy Price, for making advances toward a producer on one of their biggest shows, right. Man in the High Castle. And I believe if I succeed in what I'm doing right now, there will be more.
Kim Masters at KCRW and The Hollywood Reporter, thank you.
Thank you.